You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
Well, listen, 2020, the year 2020 is going to be, it's literally a hinge year. 2020 is a significant year. It's a hinge year. I mean, you think about it. There's a war for souls going on in the nation. People's soul, who they are, where they'll spend eternity. Will they serve God or will they serve darkness? And you see all this hate speech and all the things going on. A lot of that, and most of it's just demonically inspired. They don't know it's demonically inspired, but if you ever read The Final Quest, The Final Quest by Rick Joyner was this encounter, vision, dream that he's had with the Lord. And the Lord showed him, you know, Ephesians 6:12, basically, you know, all the spiritual things that are going on and that God's more powerful than that. But he showed, and it shows you that literally demons of hate and demons of pride and demons of this and depression, all this kind of stuff. And so, and of course, he says that we have the authority over that in the name of Jesus. But this thing is, you see media, how media is just like, what is going on? I used to believe you. I used to believe what the, you know, what ABC, NBC, CBS, what they used to say. But guess what? They're saying it doesn't even make sense. It's just like demonically inspired. We gave a prophetic word that I repeated of a man who gave us the word talking about the anchors will begin to fall, the news anchors. And we saw that happening. The entire industry, news industry, is just shifting. Probably in the next 4 years, 5 years, it'll be non-existent how we used to know it to be. But guess what? In 2020, Dutch Sheets is prophesying about 2020 that it is a significant year. It's very significant. I didn't realize this, but it actually is a 400-year anniversary of the pilgrims coming to Plymouth Rock. It's 400 years. Isn't that amazing? We're at a 400-year anniversary when people who wanted to worship God, they were, you know, part of the break-off of the church was married to the state in England, for example, and they were like, we can't worship God. They won't let us worship God. And so they, you know, the Protestant church, they, you know, protested the present day church. And so they were being persecuted. And so 400 years ago, you know, they were coming to a place that they could worship God freely. That's why they came to America and landed at Plymouth Rock. Isn't that exciting? I mean, things are just coming. So 2020 is like a hinge year, a significant year. Let's hear what Dutch has to say about it.
That 2020 would be a very significant year. I didn't know all the details. I just knew it was going to be a hinge year. A year that we can either just bust this thing all the way through and then move on into everything God's been doing, or we could be set back. I wasn't necessarily connecting that to the elections, although I think that's a part of it. I just knew 2020 was significant. God gave me a dream, and the dream was about the Appeal to Heaven flag. But if you don't know about that, you can go to YouTube or you can go to my table. I've even written a little book called An Appeal to Heaven. This journey God put me on is a 12-year journey that ended with me being given this flag, the Appeal to Heaven flag, a prophetic journey. And the story of the flag, of course, I'm not going to go into it, but just to say it's a flag that George Washington commissioned in their early days during the Revolutionary War because they knew they couldn't defeat the British unless God helped them. Couldn't gain independence, couldn't have liberty and be a free nation unless God was in this and going to help us, because it was laughable that this group of people with no money, no army, nothing could defeat the greatest empire in the world. So they made a flag and flew it over all the battlefields and the ships, and it said, appeal to heaven. Our nation was born under a prayer movement. They said, the only way we can win is to appeal to him. And so the Lord brought that flag back out and has used it a lot. And I have been one of the people that has talked about it and trumpeted that message. But I've been careful to try and do it, even though I do some conferences and call them Appeal to Heaven conferences. I've tried to be very careful not to turn it into a fad of sorts. and build a ministry. And I've sold, I do sell the flags, but we don't mark them up much. People are saying, man, you should sell these for more. So I'm not really trying to make money on them. I'm trying to motivate people to pray. I said, put this in your prayer room. Put this in, get a little one, put it on your desk, and then with your pencil holder, just to remind yourself, appeal to heaven for America. But I could have built my whole ministry around this. I could have made millions, frankly. Thousands of these things are being sold. But I've been careful with it because it's a very holy message to me. And I don't even do Appeal to Heaven conferences every year. I didn't do any this year, but I'm going to do three next year. So I just wait and try to listen and as the Lord leads me to do it. But I'm saying all that to say, in 2016, I was given a dream by a man. I didn't have the dream. A prophet that I run with had the dream. And he said, I saw a boat, a ship in the water. It was like one of the pilgrim ships. It was wind driven. But the sails were just hanging down and there was no wind and it was just sitting still in the water. And he said a wind came and began to blow and started filling the sails. And then he said, it started a movement. And as the sails, there were five of them, as they filled with wind, he could see that they were all Appeal to Heaven flags. But at the bottom corner of each one of them, it said 2020. And as the ship moved away, on the back of it, it said DSM. That's how I refer to our ministry, Dutch Sheets Ministries. So he knew it was for me. I knew it was for me. And the Lord said to me, get ready for 2020. The enemy's going to pull out all the stops. And I'll just add, to the point of idiocy. The media is going to pull out all the stops. Demons are going to, they're all fired up. Principalities. There's a war for the soul of a nation because this nation is so connected to what God wants to do around the world. He needs America to do what he wants to do. He needs it for this harvest. He needs it to keep some things from happening that could stop what God wants to do around the world. So he has to have America. And so this war is raging. And the enemy's losing the war. And the enemy's going to lose the war. And the enemy is irate over this. And most of the absolute hatred in the nation right now is demonically motivated. The people don't know it, but these demons are so angry because they see the momentum that they had of turning this nation away from God. They see that momentum has been stopped and is now being reversed, and they're irate over it. Just angry as they can be. So the warfare is not going to diminish, but that shouldn't scare you, worry you, bother you. We just keep moving forward. Amen. We just keep appealing. We just keep gathering, making decrees, worshiping him, glorifying him, do what he says. We're not demon conscious. We're not infatuated with them. We're not looking for them all over the place. We just speak the word. We decree what he says, decree. We ask him to save the nation. We just do what he says. We're God focused, not devil focused. We're not reactionary. That's one thing he said to me. He said, for the next year, and I launched this a few weeks ago, he said, I want a one-year siege in this nation of intercession to push what I'm doing through all the way. He said, I want you to be very focused for the next year and a one-year siege. And he said, I do not want you to be on the defense. And this is what I heard him say. The church has come to the place where we don't have to be reactionary anymore. And then when the devil does something, oh my goodness, we need to pray against what the devil's doing. We need to be the one causing him to be reactionary. We need to hear what Holy Spirit says. We always need to be ahead of the devil. If we're not going to wait and see what he does, we're not going to wait and see what happens, we're going to determine what happens. So now here we are. It's time. Moving into this year, I'm gearing up. I'm going to do three gatherings. I'm going to do one of them right here in March.
Think about it. It's time. It is time, right? You think about, you know, how much of your prayer life is focused on, oh, Lord, this happened, that happened, versus he's called us. He said, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. You can say to this mountain, be cast into the sea and not doubt, but believe in your heart, it'll be done for you. So he's called us to literally be a nation of kings and priests to be able to speak in authority for things to happen, to decree and to declare. You know, things that God has shown me, for example, just an example, you could say, oh, Lord, you know, please touch the economy, God, help people get jobs, you know, help bring finance into your kingdom. Well, the Lord showed me specifically that he told me, he says, the seed of evil is coming down and the seed of the righteous is going to rise. I mean, he told me that very specifically. So I can decree in the heavenlies, and we'll hear more about this in a little bit more, but just decree it by saying the seed of evil is coming down and the seed of the righteous is rising. You can declare that in Jesus' name. Instead of say, oh, Lord, if he told you it's going to happen prophetically, then you can speak it out and decree it. The seed of evil is coming down, the seed of the righteous is going to rise.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfnkb.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at vfnkb.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.